The growth of virtual education in the state has spurred a building boom in Sitka. The Sitka campus of the University of Alaska Southeast is close to opening 19,000 square feet of additional classroom space, much of it wired with state-of-the-art tools for delivering distance education. KCAW's Robert Woolsey takes us on a brief tour.
The racket in the big bay of the UAS Sitka campus is a construction class. They're building a kayak shelter for neighboring Mount Etchkin High School. The actual construction in this building is all but over. The space's campus director, Jeff Johnston, is showing me, will be occupied in November. The rooms below have sensors that turn on lights when we walk by. They also have thermostat controls that turn off the heat when no one's around. And they're equipped with cameras, screens, and smart boards to serve students who may never step on this island.
What we're doing, we're making a transition to the whole campus. 75% of our students don't live in Sitka, and so we're trying to set up so we can serve those students well, and as a byproduct, local students will get even better service.
Most Sitkans are probably unaware that UAS has built a two-story building in town. The campus is located entirely within a former aircraft hangar, a part of the Sitka Naval Air Station built during World War II. The new construction fills a corner of the hangar once used for storage and small engine repair classes. Now, most of the lower floor classroom and lab spaces will be devoted to the health sciences curriculum. Upstairs will be a student success center where advisors will help students navigate the increasingly wired world of education.
So they'll be all grouped in an area where they can provide that support for the virtual student or the online student.
But
so
not all education can be virtual. Downstairs, there's a large room that will be furnished with hospital beds and headboards that simulate a hospital environment. There's also a king-sized bathroom where an entire class of nursing students can learn how to bathe patients. You also can't do lab work online.
So this will be our large biostorage area, and this is where we'll have all the shelves and containers so we can build all the kits that we send out for people in anatomy and phys and microbiology and chemistry.
The kits are large gray Rubbermaid totes common in Alaska for holding everything from wild game to children's toys. Johnston says the kits are an efficient way to run a laboratory program. They're even distributed to local students. Still, nothing beats the surprise of getting a special package in the mail.
Let me see what's in this. Unfortunately, we brought the president of the university through when someone sent back their fetal pig.
Oh.
It leaked a little bit in the container.
Just my luck, the kit Johnston shows me is full of pretty much what you'd expect for a college biology lab. He calls this a blended curriculum. Students studying to be certified nurse aides, for example, can do the didactic program online and then come to Sitka for the practical. The investment to make this possible has been about $5 million in a combination of grants. The Federal Alaska Native and Native Hawaiian program provided about half the funding. The program is designed to improve the academic quality and self-sufficiency of eligible institutions. Jeff Johnston thinks that's happening.
I think it's opened up programs for students who normally wouldn't be able to access higher ed. And that's what I find especially gratifying.
On the Sitka campus of the University of Alaska Southeast, I'm Robert Woolsey.